One Day, Disc 2.
In the Piazza della Rotonda, Dexter's mother sat at a cafe table, a novel held loosely in one hand, her eyes closed and her head tilted back and to the side like a bird to catch the last of the afternoon sun. Rather than arrive straight away, Dexter took a moment to sit amongst the tourists on the steps of the Pantheon and watch as the waiter approached and picked up her ashtray, startling her. They both laughed, and from the theatrical movement of her mouth and arms, he could tell that she was speaking her terrible Italian, her hand on the waiter's arm, patting it flirtatiously. With no apparent idea what had been said, the waiter nevertheless grinned and flirted back, then walked away, glancing over his shoulder at the beautiful Englishwoman who had touched his arm and talked incomprehensibly. Dexter saw all this and smiled. That old Freudian notion, first whispered at boarding schools, that boys were meant to be in love with their mothers and hate their fathers, seemed perfectly plausible to him. Everyone he had ever met had been in love with Alison Mayhew, and the best of it was that he really liked his father too. As in so many things, he had all the luck.